Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference call. At that time, you may press star one on your phone to ask a question. Today's call is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to introduce your host for today's call, Mr. Neil Kamal. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks, operator. Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody had a great holiday here in the United States. This call is coming up at a very interesting time. It's just a Monday right after holidays, and I feel good and bad about it. Bad because a lot of you would have woken up early to join for this call right after vacation or holidays, as it worked out for you. But good because this call adds great perspective, great fresh perspective on how to sell TAM, Tivoli for Access Manager, family of products and solutions. And as you are coming in fresh, it works out really well. So let's get quickly started. I hope you downloaded the presentation that's been posted on the TAP site. And if you follow along, we will use slide number to guide you on what we are speaking on. So on slide two, there is a quick overview. What is happening to the world of data? The data is exploding. There are several reports internally from IBM as well as outside, which will tell you data is growing at the size where it is doubling itself for many enterprises and even more for some of the other ones which are in the public domain. So there is a hype cycle, hype of the fact that data is doubling and we need to do something, just not about the storage, but also about the access methods, because you can't just access data without applications. So data and application and therefore the hype cycle around it, utilize this hype cycle. Utilize this hype cycle to be a part of what you should be doing. Then we will talk and spend some time talking about how security consciousness, not just at the security officer level, but in general at every employee's, administrator, help desk people, all the decision makers level, there is growth in security consciousness. And it is a great time for you to put your door or your foot into the door. Now, we will spend some time as we progress through this call talking about how our products and solutions are very well suited to do that. Then, the TAM family of products have been around and growing. It's the first product in this space came in more than 10 years ago, and since then we have been growing. We have been growing in terms of the performance within the product that we have, as well as by introducing new products to the portfolio. So because of that, you have a lot of upselling potential. We, in this call, as it progresses, you will see how we will talk about various ways to explore new opportunities, whether it is upselling into the same product with more licenses and more feature and functionality, or it is selling the next logical product after you have one or the other. We will talk about and cover those areas. Then another very interesting point, TAM family of products complements several other IBM solutions. Excuse me. And so in the call as it progresses, we will talk about those solutions of IBM that you can partner with. You can partner with the salesman, the team, and the sales opportunity as those products are being sold, and then align yourself and be a part of that. So collaborate with your colleague. And finally, there is this core vision around security, and there are no more than one. So as you identify the visionary in the accounts that you are working, there will be a few people who are visionaries and who would like to see the overall end-to-end vision around security, whether it is for data, for application, for identities, whatnot. The IBM's vision will help you, and we'll talk about that as the call progresses. The IBM vision will help you selling into those people who you would have identified. So the call will go on for next 45 minutes, and then we will open it up for questions, and we'll take all your questions. So at this point of time, let me pass it to Ravi Srinivasan, the product manager.
Great. Thanks, Neil. See, if you're on slide four, I'd like to – what we had done is we'd looked at the customer's key sets of challenges. So what's happening with any of your customers that you talk to in the D world being the data is growing really at a rapid pace. And what's happening is customers are externalizing the data from a lot of their homegrown applications, a lot of commercial applications like Microsoft, SAP, Oracle, and even their own core applications that they build using WebSphere and so on. So if you look at this chart, what you find is an intersection of a wide variety of very, very diverse set of people, whether it's partners, contractors, employees, business-to-business collaboration, needing to grow to business-to-consumer type collaboration. And as customers open up their environments to a wide variety of users, they're externalizing the data. What was tucked away nicely within applications are now being externalized using new applications, service orientation, cloud, software as a service. And it's in these intersections that you have an opportunity to sell access capabilities. Every single intersection of I've got a company that's buying a new company and merging it. As they merge, they're going to consolidate applications. That's going to be a new opportunity for access control. I've got a company that's setting up a B2B collaboration. They need federation. That's going to be a new opportunity for you. So every single intersection of people and the application and data is an opportunity for you to look at new access capabilities. So what I'd like to do is in the next 5 minutes or so is to give you a quick refresher on what's new with all of our access capabilities. If you jump to slide six, let's start with the Tivoli Access Manager for e-business. This is the workhorse for within our portfolio. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary for Tivoli Access Manager middle of last year. We've been continuing to invest in this product line and building new capabilities. This is the identity firewall. This is what customers adopt, and they implement it in their IT environment to let in these wide variety of users, whether the users are coming in from the internet, mobile users, consumers, business partners. They're all coming into your enterprise, and we're the front door. We're letting them into the environment to give them access to all these web applications, and it provides three key capabilities. It provides the ability for them to single sign-on with some level of strong authentication so that they can get access to the applications. It provides the ability for you to manage their access control from an application security standpoint so that only people in certain roles can get access to the web applications. And thirdly, it provides an ability for you to be able to demonstrate to the auditor that you have a level of compliance by knowing who is accessing the specific applications. So this is the primary key capability that we offer in the marketplace to control a wide variety of users' access to web applications and provide that single sign-on capability. If you look at slide seven, we've got the second capability for access, and that is around federation. With Tivoli Federated Identity Manager, we provide the ability to open up the enterprise to a wide variety of business partners, outsourced service providers, give enterprise the ability to access cloud and SaaS-based applications, and even in some cases collaborate with your competitors in a B2B-type setting. In these type of scenarios, we provide the ability to offer federated single sign-on and provide the access to your corporate applications and services without having to manage their identities. So as you can imagine, as a company offers more services to a business partner, they don't want to be able to manage the business partner's identities, but let them in and give them access to the SharePoint environment or the web applications that are that the business is using. What's new for us is we actually have a we've updated our business gateway offering, a lightweight capability without Tivoli Access Manager in the package that can be sold as an add-on to any access control environment. So we offer federation in two primary packages, Tivoli Federated Identity Manager with Tivoli Access Manager in it, and we offer a Federated Identity Manager Business Gateway as a standalone offering. And Gartner just last couple of weeks ago published their market scope document for 2010, and we're again leaders in the market scope for fifth year in a row. What's exciting for us is we these capabilities have been developed internally within IBM. This is not through acquisition. We have organically built it within IBM, and that is also an ability for you to differentiate IBM's offering from all the competitive offerings. Let me take a few minutes to round out the portfolio and give you an update on the third component of Access Family on slide 8. Tivoli Security Policy Manager is the next offering that we introduced to the marketplace in late 2008. And what it does is it's focusing on those customers who are very, very concerned about their data. Remember the big D world where they are externalizing a lot of the data that was nicely tucked away within the applications. Now it's being exposed, whether it's through SharePoint or Portal or FileNet, out into the open environment. And as they do that, customers need an ability to control access to that data on a fine-grained level. Tivoli Security Policy Manager offers that capability. It provides the ability for you to, for an enterprise to be able to centrally manage, define security policies for entitlements management and SOA security policy management. Entitlements management is the ability for you to manage data level access control on a need-to-know basis so that users in specific roles under specific conditions can get access to the sites within SharePoint, portlets within Portal, data within FileNet. The second capability that we offer is called SOA Security Policy Manager. That is the ability for enterprise as they transform their environment to be able to define policies for web services. And being able to say that if a web service is carrying business critical data or personally identifiable information such as credit card numbers and social security numbers, you want to be able to encrypt and sign that message. That message protection policy is also being able to be defined in a single offering within Tivoli Security Policy Manager. So with this offering, you're able to deliver data-level security controls by connecting the business-level requirements down to the IT-level reality. What we'll do in the next section is to go over the key opportunities that you will find as you engage with your customers for all these access capabilities. So let me turn it over to Neil.
Thanks, Ravi. Thanks for the overview. And, guys, I'd like to just bring that into one circle and say there was time a few years ago, maybe 10 or 15, where, you know, you used to have, as an enterprise, you would have a few applications and you have your employees, and the employees would have direct access to those applications. And that's the closed state that they lived in. And they were mainframe computers and dumb terminals to have that access. You know, the world has moved several levels of advancement since that, I mean, from as compared to that picture, that simplified picture. There are so many things that has happened, starting from having those employees access the data from outside the environment, which is external access, to merging with another company and having access to their data because they are now part of your company, to going into a multitude of data hosted externally over the cloud, your own cloud, software as service offering, collaboration with different people, federation, this, that. So look at it from a perspective of how a company is evolving, in what state they are in, and they are growing. And that's when you will either be able to identify an opportunity. As your customer is making a dimensional change from that basic core structure into something, there is an opportunity for security because they are becoming more security conscious. Now, in terms of products, you know, what Ravi pointed out in one of the examples with the Gartner Magic Quadrant or Market Scope document, fifth year in a row, you have to feel the confidence that you are walking into the customer with the brightest shoes or the shiniest shoes. The products that we have are not only a unique combination as IBM presents that nobody beats, but also individually speaking, in their own space, they are the best of the breed. So you have to go with that confidence that I have the brightest product in the kitty, and the only challenge that you have to face for yourself is to identify an opportunity as the customer is experiencing this change in variety of multitude of direction, right? So with that, let me, you know, we have sort of created a formula of in defining these opportunities in sections. So there are four sections, and I'll talk about each one at a time. So please go to slide 10, and if you run the animation, things will be easier. So on slide 10, we talk about the first thing. If a customer already has TAMEB license, one of the first things that you can think about is more TAMEB license, because they might would have purchased TAMEB to secure, let's say, two applications at the time when they purchased it. But now, clearly, they have gone from 2 to 10 applications. So there is, as well as there is need for more applications to be integrated with this product. And therefore, those are like just collect your check kind of opportunities. Go find out what they have grown to, and then identify the gap in the license numbers and sell them on those licenses. So those should be pretty straightforward. The second, those of your customers who already have access management products, there is very much likelihood that they would want to explore into the federation world, because now they are not just dependent upon their internal application, but they are utilizing business partners and third party for their applications. And as soon as they do that, they would need to get secure collaboration with their partner, and that is available through federation. So that is the second area, easy to identify for those customers who already have, where we already have a foot in the door. The third one is need to secure data access on a need-to-know basis. Now, let me define it. There are so many words in this space. So data access, need-to-know basis, that people get confused up on what is the real opportunity and when is that opportunity available. Remember the simplest model that I told you, where there are people, where there were employees and there were a few applications and they only had access internally. At some point of time, the companies have to have not just people, but machine have access to this data. And why do they have to have machine having access to this data? Because another application server sitting somewhere of another department in your company, or maybe a partner or customers, that machine need to have access to your data so that it can assimilate that data with some other data and create another form of data point available for the end user. Now, to be able to do that, it's not an end user who is actually logging in and extracting information. It is actually a machine which is logging in and extracting information. In simpler terms, your application is now open through the set of APIs and whatnot. When you go through that experience of doing that, at the time, you need security, because once you allow access using that method, there is no end to how much can be, you know, how much can be extracted illegally and without any pre-warning, how much attack can be done in that space. There's no end to that, and therefore you need security. So TSPM manages that security together with data power, and we'll talk about togetherness of opportunity. But data power co-selling as well as TSPM as a standalone product in this area could be very, very powerful. and clearly an upsell over TAMEB. And finally, if the customer is talking about and you think there is need for going beyond just access, going into protecting the infrastructure, operational security, looking at the overall identity, not just access, but also the assurance part of the identity, then you can lead in into the TIA world or TIM or TSIM, variety of products in this area. So all of your customer, identify the customers who already have TAMEB product and then utilize these cues to understand what will be the next step for those.
Hey, Neil, if I could add a little bit of perspective, we have over almost about 2,000 TAM customers. When you talk to the TAM customer, on an average, a repeat business from our TAM customer this year was almost $100,000 of just more TAM licenses from that customer. Why did they buy that? They did that so that they can be compliant and have more users accessing more applications. They've grown their TAM deployment over the last 2-3 years. And so that's our initial opportunity of just from those 2,000 customers being able to collect the check for those more TAM licenses. When they're talking about cloud, business-to-business collaboration, there's new federation license to sell. The average federation deal is about $160,000. When we're talking about data level access with all these latest and greatest transformation that customers are making, the average Tivoli Security Policy Manager license is about $150,000. So there's clearly opportunities with building on the TAMEB install base to sell more TAM, new FIM, and new TSPM licenses.
Very well said, Ravi. Thanks. Absolutely, completely true. And utilize this. Find out the opportunities that you have by identifying the customer within your space who already have TAMEB license. Now let's move on and look at some of the other new opportunities in the space. Now the second, so this is slide 12, and the next three slides, we want to talk about opportunities based on a pain point that customer already is talking about or is in the process of fixing that pain point. So the first one on slide 12 is portal deployments related pain points. So several of your customers might be in the space where they are deploying a portal or they already have deployed a portal. Either way, there are pain points related to that. So what are some of those pain points? How to control access to portal for audit purpose. That's one of the things that appears. Okay, I have a portal now. I have a variety of people using it. I have I've opened it up. So I already had a portal for my internal employees. I've opened it up for my customers and business partners. How do I have, a good auditable information kept for my auditors in this space? So how to control access to portal for audit purpose is one of the ways or one of the pain points where you can associate yourself and sell products. The second, too many passwords, too many login failures. And, this is sounding like single sign-on, and that's what it is. As the application grows, as the data grows, and as the end user grows, there will be too many passwords, there will be too many end users who will complain about logon failure and delays of all kind. And the straightforward calculation of how much can you save, return of investment can be shown very, very easily. So again, in this space, if you are hearing this or if you can somehow align yourself to this pain point, you will get yourself. And finally, in this area, opening portals to customer, which I briefly talked about, which is your portal originally was just internal, and now you are opening it up, going into more consumer base from business to business to business to consumer, and that is a big change because for your employees, they were limited, they had a reporting structure, everybody who was accessing, you knew them by first name basis. It was a finite set of people, but as you go to the consumer model, you're just exploring it exponentially, you're growing it with several zeros trailing towards the end. So that has to, you know, cause stir or problems, which fortunately for us and you, that we can fix that for the customers. So that's regarding the portal deployment. Next up, slide 14, is pain points related to application development. And application development is not a one-stop process. It just goes on forever. I mean, you develop one, you are fixing bugs into that, and you develop another. And almost all the companies today are clearly working on a variety of applications for internal access as well as external access. So access management challenge during the application development is one thing. And this challenge is mostly related to time and money invested by the developing company or by your customer in this case. The time and money spent thinking about and planning the access abstracted. So if you align yourself with your customer at the time when they are doing it, you have a way and means to tell that, hey, you can clearly save this. You can bring this application to the market faster if you don't have to worry about the access management challenges, and clearly we can help you with that. And finally, provide access to data on a need-to-know basis. It's not just the access, but defining who should have what access, which is entitlement. And again, that is a matter of time and money during the application development cycle. So align yourself at that level, find an opportunity. Next up, slide. Oh, I might would have jumped a slide. So slide 13, which is what I should have talked before about. So let's go to slide 13 for a minute here. Expand access and collaboration-related pain points. Now, what is expansion of access and collaboration? Again, you are, from that very simplistic view of your few application and your employees, this is now going gaga. It's going all over the place. Variety of users from all over the space, your customers, business partners, your competitors even at times, and all kinds of relationship that you have in the market. And collaboration from, you know, the need for a variety of different new type of application and securing that information through means like strong authentication, making it available over the cloud, or going software as a service model. Any one of these are basically expansion. So the pain points in that space, well, there is need to implement a strong authentication. That's one of the basics and given. As people talk about it, they worry about identifying a group of users who are more sensitive and more powerful in terms of their stronger authentication for those folks. Need for secure collaboration with partners. Again, yes, you want to collaborate, but you want to be cognizant to security and you want to be aware about what your security challenges are during that externalization and collaboration. And finally, extending access to software as service and cloud application. What are the security-related challenges when you do that, and how do you address that? Again, the products and solution that we have within the TAM access, TAM family of products, would help you in answering and fixing, if you will, these pain points. All right. Ravi, any more thing you want to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to summarize that what's new that you're going to see in 2011 with portal security is more B2C use cases. You're going to see more and more customers opening up their portal to large, high-volume type of use cases. So customers are going to be looking for how do I provide self-service, get them on board, and transact with them quickly. So that's going to be the big opportunity for the first pain point. The second pain point around strong authentication, we're going to see in 2011 more and more customers saying, I need the level of assurance that the users coming in are who they say they are. And so customers are going to be increasingly asking for how do I set up strong authentication for a group of users, whether it's my online bank, healthcare portal. And so in those use cases, again, Tivoli Access Manager integrates out of the box with a variety of strong authentication solution and provide that ability to for customers to choose and implement a strong authentication type deployment. The application development is going to be another opportunity for you where the pain point is customers have to spend on an average about $200,000 to $300,000 per application to be able to implement some level of data level security. And worse enough, if they put that into the application, every time they have to change the data level security, they've got to spend another $300,000 to $400,000 on that application. With Tivoli Security Policy Manager, you can help the customer externalize the security from the application and implement a central way of managing those entitlements, helping reduce the cost of having to develop those security controls within the application. So those are the three new opportunities from these pain points: B2C collaboration, strong authentication, and data level access control.
Thanks, Ravi. One of the things that almost all the application owners within an enterprise dread about is the announcement letter where they will have to say, we will be delaying our applications by another 2 months because of some of the new challenges that we have to tackle. And they dread about it because it happens too often and it influences several people and they don't like it, and nobody likes that. You have the power to go to them and help them during the need at the times or the times when such news are coming to them. Because with this, not you are saving just money, but you are saving time for them or for the applications to come to the market. So hopefully you will be able to find a friend within your enterprise who is going through that tough time and be helpful to them. These are pain points. Selling or finding opportunities using Eric sales model, which is something is happening. Let's align myself into that something happening process and identify the opportunities. So these are similar opportunities but presented in a different way. Slide 16. So the first up in this space is sell with data power. Now, when is data power being sold? It is at the time when the application is growing outside of just user-consumer model to going into, now I have applications or machines having access to my data. As soon as you expand to that model where you have APIs opening up and your application is going beyond just end users, you would go into purchasing data power. And as you align yourself in that moment, as you go and partner with the salesman who is selling that, or as you go and partner with the customer who is thinking about buying this, with service orientation available within the Tivoli product through TSPM, you will get your sale. And some of you who might would have downloaded the slide earlier, there was a slight mistake, a typo. It said target 2010 opportunities. I think it is late for 2010 opportunities, and you should clearly be targeting 2011 opportunities. Web services and service-oriented application deployments is when data power is being sold, and clearly you have a way and means to sell our own product in that mindset when the customer is going through that mindset. Slide 17, sell with WebSphere. So, again, the variety of people buying WebSphere for more than one reason there are. And it's not just WebSphere. I mean, WebSphere is our product, and it is one of the highly sold products. But then there is also our competition product and some of the other products within IBM in that space, Microsoft applications, SAP, Oracle, CICS, BA WebLogic, and several other custom application or small companies developing applications. So as the customer is in that mode of purchasing one or the other of this application, there is need to secure access as well as to go and do federation. And our products and solutions are available for each one of these three. The graphics here would explain to you how, you know, the user identity, the service identity, which is basically machines accessing the application, and user-centric identities, they can go through our policy manager before they access the application. So we come in, sit in between, and abstract that level of problems away from the application. So selling together with WebSphere would absolutely great opportunities as you partner with the rep who is selling the WebSphere or partner with the customer who is in the mode of purchasing WebSphere and competitive products. slide 18. A very interesting one. This is direct security and an afterthought for a lot of people, but, you know, sell with IPS and AppScan. So what happens in this space, for those of you who know Rational AppScan product, as well as for those who do not, let me make it actually very, very simple for you. If you are, if a company, if you know of a company or enterprise who does their own application development and utilize products of the types of Rational AppScan to find out what are the security vulnerabilities of their product, the security issues that would come out would feature in two different spaces. The first space is content-based attack. These are, injection flaws, cross-site scripting, broken authentication session management, where the hacker or whosoever is trying to break into your application is aligning themselves with the content and targeting the content. And that's protected using our product called IPS. But what's important to know is that those are only 50% of the problem, even though there might be a customer who might be thinking that this is the problem I'm trying to solve, this is the primary attack that I'm trying to protect against. There is another 50% view of that attack, which is identity-based attack, where the hacker is not even trying to get into the data through one of these methods. They are just trying to cheat or forge an identity. It can be an identity attack based on just, you know, random password injections, or it can be through, there is cross-site request forgery. There are so many ways to do that, which is align yourself, fake an identity as a hacker, and then try to get into the application and access data. For those, the real protection comes from TAM, or TAM is the product, or family of products within TAM are the products which will save you. So clearly, if a customer is in the mode of purchasing IPS, they are probably only thinking about the 50% problem there is on the 50 side, which is good, because now together with IPS product and TAM product, they can fix the problem in its holistic view in the completion. And Rational AppScan, because if they are using products like Rational AppScan and similar products, they are thinking about what are the security challenges with this application. So that is the right time where you should jump in and say that, hey, so what have you find out? What are these top 10 attacks that you are getting? And then how do you plan to protect against those attacks? So that's another very, very easy, align yourself with another type of business, an existing product or a new purchase, and then sell your own. Moving on to slide 19, sell with cloud and SaaS products. Now, we've talked so much about this, and you have heard so much about it. Cloud and SaaS are like the thing of today. They are the in thing. They are in fashion. Everybody is doing it. There is money to be saved to do that, and, you know, you are externalizing things, less IT expense for a lot of companies in doing so. However, security is one thing where you will have to be even more cognizant than how much you were before. When you had your application hosted internally, yes, it costed money, and which you can save now if you go externally, but it was secure. It was relatively more secure when it was all internal. But now as it goes outside over the cloud and being offered through a partner who is offering security as service, you have to think more about security. And federation would be one of the biggest things, but then there is need for identity manager as well as policy manager in this space. So find those folks within IBM or outside who are in this mode, who are doing this, and be closer to your customer. Slide 20 is selling with FileNet databases and Guardium. Now, Guardium is a new acquisition, as many of you would know. If you are seeing one of these opportunities through the sellers of these products, there is potential and opportunity to sell TAM products. And actually, let me invite Ravi to talk about a few example cases in each one of these selling with existing products. So, Ravi?
Sure. Thanks, Neil. So if you look at these four key opportunities that Neil highlighted, to sell with DataPower, sell with AppScan, to sell with FileNet and Guardiums, and then sell with the cloud and SaaS opportunities. We have actually done that this year. Take a look at, let's walk through each one of them. If you look at DataPower, we've done about half a dozen deals this year with DataPower, where DataPower is being sold as the XML firewall and a web services gateway, and we were able to sell alongside with it the Tivoli Security Policy Manager and integrate with customers' existing Tivoli Access Management deployments. That's clearly a big opportunity in 2011 as customers adopt more and more web services-based deployments. We have an opportunity to co-sell with them. State of Washington is a good example. There's another customer reference from Uruguay that has implemented the IBM's solution with WebSphere and Tivoli. If you look at selling with our middleware, the WebSphere middleware, that is where customers, we actually have a very, very interesting seed and grow opportunity for you. With the WebSphere app server, we offer Tivoli Federated Identity Manager as a downloadable feature with restricted terms and conditions. We call it TFIM for WASND. We already have over 150 downloads so far in the last 15 months. And many of those customers typically will start with the restricted use cases of being able to use the federation for up to two partners. But as you call on those accounts, you'll find out that the customers are actually wanting to use it for more than two federations, and you have an upsell opportunity for Tivoli Federated Identity Manager. With AppScan and IPS, Comerica is a great example of a customer that uses our IPS, uses AppScan, uses Tivoli Access Manager in implementing this defense-in-depth application security. And lastly, when we talk about FileNet databases and Guardium, customers are very, very concerned about the data. And again, they're implementing data-level security end-to-end. They look at Guardium for database-level activity monitoring. They can then adopt Tivoli Security Policy Manager to define those security policy controls of who can get access to the data, and use Tivoli Security Information and Events Manager to be able to centrally manage the user activity monitoring. We actually integrate Guardium will feed information into our TSIEM product so that there's a central place for user activity monitoring while Guardium manages the database-level activity monitoring. So with these capabilities, what we have done in IBM within our Access family is to integrate out of the box with FileNet, with database, with IBM's cloud applications, with the app server, with DataPower, so that you can go and confidently present an end-to-end integrated solution for application and data security.
Basically,
the point is in 2011, what we were pointing out is your ability to build on these reference wins in 2010 in co-selling with these capabilities.
All right. So we are turning close to the end of the hour, and we want to open up the questions. But last two slides. Or if you go to slide 22, TAM family is a core part of IBM Security Vision, and there are two visions straightforward that you will be able to talk about as well as get people excited and sell these products that we have. The first one on slide 23 is identity and access assurance. So what is the vision around it? It is the right state of identity security as well as assurance related to identity for an enterprise. What you get within is you get ease of access management. Then there is single sign-on for the end user. There is provisioning for creation of those identities. There is reconciliation, recertification, and reporting. And then finally, all of these are producing logs which are extracted and presented in a product called TSIEM, and therefore give you a compliance report of the kind that applies, that is applicable for your business. So an end-to-end overall identity management and access assurance level, which is sort of a great state to be in, and it is a journey, so you can start anywhere, but eventually this is the vision of security related to identity that IBM presents for your customers. So this is one. And the second one is related to data and application security, starting from portal security and federation, one of our products, going into data power to externalize access and to allow access to machines, as I call it fondly. And then storage level encryption key management is another area. And finally, putting it all together into SIM product for compliance and reporting and audit purposes. Again, overall, great vision, great state to be in from your data perspective. It protects the data at the base level in storage, also protects the data through access from the applications, allows ease of access, and allows you to externalize and grow beyond just the basic core view and store everything finally in a reporting structure for your compliance and auditable needs. So these are the two vision areas for you to present to your customer, those people who are asking you questions around, okay, this is great, I can do this, but where am I going? What is the ultimate vision? What am I trying to achieve in this space? And there are a lot of other questions. Okay, yeah, I can do security using this product, but what happens to that part, and what happens to do this part? And, you know, one of the famous phrases or the saying in this area is, it's not complete unless you have protected all buckets. So with this vision, now you can align yourself and say that I have a plan to protect all the buckets. It's one step at a time. And if you want to take a one-stop shop and get everything at the same time, that's fine too. But then, yes, we do have that vision to help you in the data and application security world. So with that, I would like to open it up for questions.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. One moment, please, for the first question. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. I'm showing no questions at this time, sir.
Okay. So at the closer, I'd like to remind everybody that, you know, go through the slide. This is a means not for you to do a presentation for your customer, but to identify the right time and right opportunities that you should get into. And I want to wish everybody good luck for closing in Q4, as well as, you know, I want to offer our help here at the worldwide team, both at sales enablement as well as product management, to help you with any opportunities coming in 2011 in this regard. Good luck, and thank you for attending.
Thank you for your participation. Your call has concluded. You may disconnect at this time.